Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We're rolling, bro. Get it started.
Holy shirts and pants.
Holy shirts and pants. It's a hell of an organization.
It is.
Yeah, man.
Anyways, welcome back to the Zach Nichols Podcast. I'm here with Big Perry.
Yeah, Uncle Perry in the building.
Yeah, he must have gotten a hold of Josh's stylist because he came in here wheeling and dealing today.
Yo, Josh Martinez, you know you got to give me a call, man. I've been waiting for your phone call.
Really?
Yeah. I'm trying to do some business with Josh.
Well, don't hold your breath because he didn't show up to my wedding either.
You got no Kyle, no Josh at your wedding.
Even RSVP, dude.
Give those fucking invitations to better people next
Let's
time.
Let's see. I got some shout-outs.
Give some shout-outs. Real quick, give a round of applause for my co-host, Zach Nichols, please. Act like you've never done this before, G.
But why?
All right, you got some shout-outs.
Got some shout-outs. First one, shout-out to my beautiful wife.
Woo!
We're giving birth this month.
Round of applause for Jenna Capone Nichols, please.
She's ready to drop this one.
Oh, yeah? She's ready to go?
Uh-huh.
I feel like she's not like as physically big as I see a lot of pregnant women.
No, she keeps it nice and tight.
I see that. Delicious. She works out. She's like, she's.
You saw that stair stepper that she got.
I saw it, man. I saw it, man.
Right when you walk in.
Yeah. Equal parts beauty and pregnant.
And I guess I would have to also give a big shout out to Brittany Palmer, formerly known as Brittany Thornton. She's also with child.
That's right. She's big shout out for Brittany.
She's glowing. She's actually one of the real ones.
Yeah, one of the real ones.
Oh, dude. She's one of my favorite people that I've met from the challenge. Jenna as well. We both adore her. She showed up to our wedding.
Another MTV kid through and through.
She's
the definition of MTV kid.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah, big shout out to her.
Yep, give a round of applause for Brittany Thornton, please. Thank you, G.
You know how we talked about like companies and things that we were going to help endorse or whatever?
We did talk about that. You got someone to talk about?
Yeah, so it's right on M59. US 23. It's a coffee shop. It's called Thread Creek Coffee. It's where I get all my coffee now because the owner doesn't take a profit. He pays his employees, he pays his bills, sends the rest to fight child trafficking and human trafficking.
Oh, wow. That's really nice, man. What is it called again?
Thread Creek Coffee.
Thread Creek Coffee. It sounds awesome. We should do a fan meetup there.
Well, what I like to think is you hear about these things that are going on in the world and you're busy, but you're like, I wish I could do something. Well, this dude did something and made it easy for everyone to do something. So now if you want to do a good deed, all you got to do is go buy some coffee.
Go get some coffee. Is it good? Is it good coffee?
So, yeah, of course, it's delicious. Here's the thing. I'm trying to make sure. Well, I don't like the taste of coffee.
Oh, okay.
I just drink it because it fires me up.
It fires you up.
Yeah, it gets me going. Juices. Yeah.
So,
fires me. Gets the juices flowing.
So it's a legal way to stimulate your senses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's the dad way.
Exactly.
So I go straight espresso. But
Thread Creek Coffee on M59. Is there a city attached to that?
It's like right in the Heartland. Right in between Heartland and Howell.
Our stomping grounds, basically. Kensington Valley Conference.
810.
You know it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've been getting my coffee from there, and it's great service. They have cool T-shirts, too.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, we'll plan a fan meetup there at some point, maybe sometime in the summer, where if you're not coming to the live show, which, you know, I know is expensive and obviously that comes with a guest, but that'll be a way for you guys to meet us.
Something like if you're like, what can I do to help, you know, be on the good side of things?
Of course.
There and, you know, buy some coffee.
Absolutely. Maybe we'll throw some merch over there. Maybe we'll do a giveaway. We'll do something with them.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I do stuff there all the time, buying coffee.
There you go.
Beans, man. buy
your coffee.
Buy the beans.
Thread Creek Coffee.
Yeah.
You guys have been asking us to do another Traders Review, and we've been wanting to, but we're trying to get things figured out with our sponsor, Peacock, who we did a little deal with. It's been fun to do that.
We haven't really heard anything from them since. But you know what? I do like talking about traders.
It's awesome.
It's a fantastic show.
I really enjoyed seeing, you know, gamers and non-gamers play. And one of the biggest players who traditionally wasn't in a game show is Pete. He's been doing his thing.
And I was hating on him so hard.
Me too.
Here's the thing. Pete's making moves, but he's not playing to win right now. He's playing to expose traders. So, like, he had to do a fraction of what he's doing. He needs to do. But if they didn't have the opportunity to ask Pete to be a trader, he'd be the next one going home. He'd have to be, even though it's actually a pretty obvious move for Pavardi to do.
It's to ask him to be a trader?
No, to kill him.
To kill him, yeah.
It's like this, but this is her only move to keep herself safe. You know what I'm saying?
You think her name's the hottest right now?
Now that Dan's gone.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, we got three episodes to cover, so we're going to fly
through
them. We're going to fly through them.
Chevy
Cruise. But they were three great episodes. I'll give you that. They're all great episodes, honestly.
Pierre just took a Jeffrey.
Let's see if I can make it. Is the trash can in the frame, G, over there? No, it's not? Okay, well, I'm going to see if I can make that. Oh, I was close. Pick that up later. All right, you ready to rock?
Yeah, that was a terrible hook shot.
Relax.
Speaking of basketball, we played last Wednesday.
Keep reminding them. We were kicking their ass.
Wait, G, if let's just say me and Pierre are on a team, and on the other team is one or two ex-college players, because Jack and
some
college players.
For sure.
And two varsity high school players, and we only get one of them per game, and we play three games. What's our record? What do you think? Me and Pierre are on the same team. We always we get one of those athletes, but then that means we won 2 out of 3.
Yeah, she was here last week when we told
her. Did you hear that? Okay, how about this? Do you think I dunked last week? Damn it.
He slammed it hard.
No, it wasn't hard.
I wanted to post it on the Instagram, but Zach's like, he gave me the Jordan Hill. Like, no.
Yeah, because I'm barely getting there anymore.
Nah, man. Well, I'm going to secretly film it one day. But we'll go.
Anyway, let's get back to traders.
Let's get into it. Okay. So, episode 4 picks back up with Pavardi kind of handing the chalice to Ekansu, right? The slow acting poison.
Dude, that's a bad spot to be in as a trader. Now, did she have to do it because she was the new trader? I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure she volunteered.
Yeah, or were they like, since you're the new.
Yeah, I think it was kind of like
new kids on the block.
Yeah, your thing, dude. This is your thing.
Chinese food makes me sick.
Yeah. If you don't know that, if she doesn't know that, she's too young for you, bro.
90s.
Yeah. So in that room when she does it is Pete, Bergie, Dan, Trishel, MJCT, and Janelle. No one notices or remembers.
Because they're drinking.
I always forget that because I don't drink, but like how do you not remember the person that's like, cheers, cheers? Like no one remembers.
I mean, I gotta imagine with all those housewives and all the different people there that there's some drunken stupidness going. Listen, Trishel's there. Trishel is like drinking with your crazy aunt, let me tell you.
I'd love to be in that room. In retrospect,
I wouldn't actually. Trishel's crazy. No, I'm just kidding. No, Trishel's actually killing it. She's either killing it or making a lot of awesome mistakes. But anyways, you're in that room. I know what you're saying, but at the same time, I've been at a house party. You've been at a house party. G's been to more than any of us. And we all know that when the drinks get flowing, you just get having a conversation going, like people get tunnel vision.
True.
And
especially in a kitchen.
Although for the camera being right on you, that's very obvious. But like, I'm sure if you turn the camera to any other conversation going on, there was very similar interactions.
Right. Where everyone is just really like tuning everything else out. Yeah. I'm here with you.
I mean, Ekansu never once said that she remembered that interchange.
No one did. Like literally
so
no
she
one
killed
did.
It.
Yeah.
It was obvious for us.
Big props to Pavardi.
Yeah, that was
executed to perfection. In retrospect, it looked like a smart.
She needs a Dundee for that.
Yeah, she does need a Dundee. Do you think there was a better target, or is Ekansu the perfect target because she was so oblivious?
I don't know if she's in the group though. I'd attack the Bravo group because there's so many of them, and it makes it look like an inside job. So I think she was the perfect target.
Okay,
and she seemed to be pretty stupid. Like
she doesn't know anything
going on, dude. How awesome is Kevin.
Kevin?
Kevin straight chills. He's like, dude, I have to have been poisoned. I consumed everything. I ate the couch cushion.
Literally.
They fried my sneaker and I ate that. Yeah. Like,
I have to be poisoned.
Yeah. Kevin is the man.
He's growing on me because he started off being like a little bit whiny, but then he's calling everybody out. She's like, dude, Chanel, you're freaking loud mouthing over here. And, you know, I think it's great. Obviously, after that one dumb move that him and Pete did, I feel like they both turned their games around a lot. And in fact, for Kevin specifically, I thought Dan's only way to last another week was to kind of push it on Kevin, because people have been talking about Kevin a little bit. And I thought he had a chance to go home, but he didn't. What do you think of Deontay Wilder leaving? And is he mentally weak for not being able to handle it?
100% mentally weak. I can't believe it.
Dude, he lasted a day and a half.
Well, they didn't give a reason why he left.
Yeah.
So
from the day's events, basically my girlfriend Peppermint took off. So I'm out of here.
He was so distraught over Peppermint not being able to share her story that he had to go home. What the heck, dude? Or he could have had a deal where it was like that was part of his contract. Like, just get some viewers in, get him hooked, and then send him home. Yeah, I can't imagine, like, when you're...
I liked him in the show because he was saying, like, hey, you're this, you're that.
The reason why I'm mad that he left is because I think it exposes CT.
Mm-hmm.
It makes CT, like, the alpha-ist man right there.
Well, it happens in this very next roundtable. Larsa gets very defensive and says it has to be an alpha. They're taking out all the big, strong players. And CT's like, bro, why? What the fuck? What did I do?
CT is killing it.
He is killing it. It's obvious at breakfast that Bravo is really strong, and Larsa thinks that she's the link. She's like, oh, I'm the real reason. Ekansu thinks she's good at catching people. Yeah, and then this is where Larsa introduces her theory that it has to be an alpha male because the strong competitors are the ones leaving. All right?
Because who else would take out her Marcus?
He's such a threat.
Besides Scotty. The long nose.
He probably called Wilder before, like, yo, do me a solid.
Yeah, Scotty could smell that from Chicago. Smell that move.
Just the move.
Do you think she ever babysat Marcus? I know we probably touched on this, but it'd be a lot cooler if she did.
There is a 100% chance that she babysat.
Could you
Marcus.
Do that?
Could
if
I?
If you're Marcus, could you do that?
Not in public.
She'd be like the moped.
Yeah.
You always want to ride the moped, but everyone knows you don't want your friends to see you cruising.
Yeah, you're a douche if you're riding the moped in public.
But you know it's fun as shit. Have you ever not had a good time on a moped?
Yeah, dude.
Bro, I love mopeds.
They're awesome.
Right.
Yeah, no, they're incredible, dude. You're speeding down the road.
It's not exactly street legal.
Let it flow. Let it flow.
You probably would love a moped right now. Man. Look at that flow. Look at that lettuce you got.
It's like a jet ski, but on the street.
Downtown.
Okay.
You kind of got that little Michael Jackson look going, dude.
Someone over the weekend, someone that most of you guys know, said I looked like Jesus over the weekend.
Dude, I don't want it. Come on, man.
No, we ain't talking about it.
I'm gonna get sick.
Yeah. Listen.
G, do you have that pail that you pop popcorn in, but also puking when you're really hungover?
Let me get him on. Get this guy a pail. So in this episode, Dan makes, in my opinion, a crucial mistake hitching his wagon to Pavardi instead of Phaedra. Look, it's obvious now that he made the wrong move, but why do you think he chose to invest in Pavardi over Phaedra?
And how did he invest in Pavardi more? Like, that was the one that he chose?
Yeah, I think that was the one where he's like, hey, like, I can't win this game alone, so, like, let me trust
gotcha.
Pavardi.
Sure.
And in this episode, he's like, he literally says it, we have to give them some blood. In my opinion, this is the perfect time to give him Pavardi. She just poisoned. And if he was like, hey, who's the one that was like, wasn't someone like holding up a cup? Like,
I just don't understand why people think that, like, I want a gamer to do this, because isn't that what everyone expects? Is it to be a gamer? I think that's what's keeping Phaedra out of everyone's hair, and she's likable, or out of everyone's radar. Now, the thing is it's because she's so, people don't think like, oh, she's not a gamer. She probably didn't want to be a traitor. They probably didn't choose her to be a traitor because she's from Bravo. They're not giving her enough credit. So Dan, at this point, if he was some real mastermind, don't you think at this point he would think, why would I want someone who's proven themselves in a game of competition, lying, deceit? Why wouldn't I want someone who, you have to see that no one is even suspecting her.
100%.
So why are you hitching yourself to someone who people might already suspect just because of her history? Same reason why I'm sure he didn't choose Janelle to be a traitor in the first place, because Janelle is a gamer.
Yeah.
And gamers are going to get called out, which is why CT's lasted this long.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not a traitor, and he can get away with actually not being a traitor. He has nothing to hide.
Yeah, it's obvious that he's not a traitor. And
if you're a gamer, you don't want to be a traitor. So, like, listen, unless you're Cerie Fields.
She's
the only person that I think can handle it. Like, listen, Dan, you're known for your big, extravagant moves. The last thing you should have done has been wanted to be a traitor. And I had a lot of hope that he could do this, but I just think he might have been retired too long.
You said it. I mean, I was going to say no, my Dan like, rant.
Here's the thing.
But I got to get it in. Go
listen,
ahead.
You're going to get it in, but my whole thing that I have to remind myself is, like, he was really great at Big Brother in 2012. But a lot's happened on reality TV since 2012. A lot of money's been stolen, backstabbed, lied, fill in the blank. Josh Martinez has happened. He changed the way Big Brother's played. He made himself the biggest target in the house and won by doing that. Dan, these big, like, my funeral type of things aren't going to work anymore.
Not for
grow me. Up, Peter Pan.
Count Chocula?
Yeah. I'd like to be a pimp from Oakland.
Cowboys on Halloween. But look, he thought he knew that in this game you can be low-key, but if you're not vocal helping the faithful, you're a target, dude. You're literally obvious. Janelle says it in this episode, the next episode, you're an obvious traitor. No one is buying anything else.
I think that they're almost like, this one's an easy one. So let's get pushed Dan to the side because he's an easy one. And what's crazy is it's like he came in and he's like, oh, the biggest Big Brother player ever. He keeps saying, but guess what? People have been doing that for a while now. Nicole's probably the best Big Brother player. What about Cody? Cody did the exact same thing. He's got a one and a two.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the best anymore. And you did it before reality TV was really like savage. And now it's super savage. And you came back and you've been riding that wave from 2012. And sorry to burst your bubble, but you got a tsunami coming your way.
You got a tsunami coming your way.
It's called Phaedra.
Oh, man. She embarrassed him. She embarrassed him. I'm gonna do my Dan rant. I was saving it, but I'm going to do it right now.
Wait. Okay, you go first, and then I got to.
This is what I got to say. I got Dan, you've been exposed for being an incredibly selfish player. I don't know why people crown you the king, because your game was obvious. It was weak, it was soft, and cowardly. You lost on your own accord. You're not a good actor. You tried to ruin Phaedra's game. And your ship was sinking, and you're a wuss for that.
Gave him the 90s wuss. So
you're a wuss. And she embarrassed the fuck out of you. Said it.
That being said, buddy, we asked Dan to come on the show. We asked Dan to come on the show, and he told us that he could stop by Friday at 5:30 for an interview, but we don't do film. We want him here for, like, the whole show. We want to get to know who Dan is.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I think he kind of was like, yeah, I'll Zoom you if I have time at 5:30. And we're just like, nah, that's not how it works over here.
No, like, we want to talk about your big mistakes.
Yeah, dude. And
how you're getting eviscerated. I'm like, here, actually, spoiler, I heard from some, like, I don't know if it's true or not, just some from, like, some spoiler account, that as soon as Dan got eliminated and walked out, he went up to all the producers and asked them if he let them down.
But really?
That's the word on the street.
That's the tea.
That's the tea. That's the sleazy.
I mean, I don't think he let me down as a viewer. I think it was entertaining. I just think that we expected more.
I think everyone did.
Yeah, we expected more. Yeah. You know, too soft too soon. And with all that being said, Dan, you're more than welcome to come on the show and rebut anything that we're talking about. But I had to say what I had to say, because you were going down based on your decision not to be as vocal, not to help the faithful. Well,
do you remember when
you made a couple crucial mistakes?
Remember, like, middle school when, like, a girl wanted attention from you and she'd be like, I got something to tell you.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you right now. And you're like, that's what Dan was doing with, like, grown-ups. It's like, again, grow up. Like, what? If someone said that to me, I'd be like, all right, loser. Okay. Weirdo.
Think I give a to know? I really don't. I really, really don't.
When he's like, I'm definitely focusing on one person who I've been watching the whole time, and I'm going to let you guys know.
Yeah, how about in the traders? In the traders meeting. Yeah, I'm asleep on it.
Yeah. He wouldn't even tell the traders who he was going to. Like, he tried to play zero game, and that it was so far to one way that
it was so obvious.
It was oblivious.
Pathetic.
Yeah.
It was pathetic. And I'm saying that.
It was very Swift-esque.
Yeah, and I'm saying that. Taylor Swift?
Brandon Swift.
Brandon Swift.
Have no idea what's really going on. It was like almost like we had an Aesop on
Oh, man.
He was this mastermind, but he got played.
After everything I said, that might have been the worstest. That we
they even played the game like
he's Aesop.
Well, he was delusional. He kept saying, well, I'm ready to make a big move. And I took a game like Traders. How about no one asked you to be on any other shows? Like, took a game like Traders. I could say that, too. Like, oh, yeah, I've been retired because my kids. No, they're not asking me. You know, like, not they're really not- in demand.
Yeah. Well, that hasn't been the case before the Zach Nichols podcast.
Still is, bro.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you don't know how what they're calling me saying. I might not. I just don't bring you everything, you know. Now they're going to get mad at me. Okay, we'll keep going. Look, so they go through this mission, which is the funeral. They walk. They find clues. Was anything fun or interesting about this whole situation or no?
I mean, the shock factor was great.
Yeah. How about all those people are 50? Kevin looks great for 50. And Phaedra, she looks really hot for 50. Not so much. What else?
I don't even listen. The only thing I know is like, why does Bergie always look like he sharded and he needs to find the nearest restroom? Doesn't he always look like he doesn't know whether there's shit in his pants or not?
Ever.
His face is like beet red. Like the lights, he's like, oh, dude, there's shit in my pants. I hope no one smells it. I gotta find a bathroom.
He really does look like he doesn't want to get caught.
He literally looks like he sharded 24/7.
He's had some confidence in the last couple episodes, though.
Love it. I love it.
Yeah. I'll talk about Bergie for a little bit, man.
I can't. I really haven't. I mean, besides him going along with Pete, he's really, I mean.
He is Pete's sidekick.
He is.
Yeah, he
he's
is.
He's Pete's role dog.
Yeah. How about how happy he was when he walked in with the shield? He's like, hey, guys, they tried to kill me, man. I got the shield.
He still looked like he needed a wet nap. Seriously, dude.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's get back on track. Okay. So in my opinion, like I said, in retrospect, I think Dan would have been able to stay much longer had he used his influence to say Pravarti, using the cup as obvious evidence, and giving the house some traitor blood that they've been yearning for, and he'd act like he'd helping the faithful. Crucial mistake. We talked about it a little bit, but if you want to add any thoughts to that.
I feel like in this game you have to go against your instinct. So if your instinct tells you to work specifically with one person, maybe that's you should do the opposite of that, because maybe like how Pete said that Dan's doing everything that I would do if I were a traitor.
Yeah.
And I think Dan, if you think that this is the right move, maybe do the opposite. Right. And I think also what makes her such a great traitor is she has first of all, an amazing poker face. Breakfast. She kills breakfast every morning. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I think at breakfast, I would just be extravagant and out of control. Cause then everyone would just be like, whatever, you know, like, he must have not taken it.
But would you, though? I don't think I've ever seen you act that way on a show.
I feel like that because everyone would expect me to have a poker face. I'd have to just be, like, out of control.
Yeah, the complete opposite way.
That's what I'm thinking is the secret to it.
I think with Phaedra, what makes her so good is that she lets we talked about this last week, a couple weeks. She lets everyone else do the work. She hasn't made one move herself. So she's not emotionally attached to any of these moves.
Do you think also...
Except the Tamara. She did kind of choose Tamara.
But do you think also the more plastic surgery you've had, the better you're at this game? Because like, if you can't make a reaction with your forehead, like, that's kind of like steroids and traitors. Like, you won, but you've had like 7,000 units of Botox in your forehead. I don't even know if that's a thing. I know Botox is a thing and I don't hate it anymore. Jenna helped me to understand it, but like, I personally haven't had any, and I think my face tells you exactly what I'm thinking, whereas sometimes, and I've had people show me, like, look, I'm trying to smile with my forehead. And they can. So that's kind of like steroids and traitors. Like, if I were to do traitors, I'd go, hey. You get shots everywhere. Can't move my face at all.
Just numb.
I hang on.
Gosh. Okay. All right. I'm gonna allow the Phaedra slander, but
it's not just Phaedra. There's a lot of Botox in reality TV.
I think she's absolutely gorgeous.
There's a lot of plastic. Dude, listen, I have no issues with it. I'm saying it helps you in the game.
It does. It does.
I think if it helps you, I think it's a great thing. I don't dislike it.
On a real, real tip, whatever gives a woman confidence, I'm for.
No, I'm not hating on it. I'm saying I would be at a disadvantage.
No, we're allowed to clown it, but in general, I think that you know, you're right. A lot of people get it. Men too.
For sure.
Yeah, no, a lot of people get it. Men too. I don't know. I think I wouldn't recommend it for anyone, but that's just me. Okay. All right, we'll get back to it. So at that round table that day, Larsa gets defensive. Kevin doesn't agree. She thinks, MJ thinks it could be Kevin. Bunch of BS happening. They vote to banish Larsa. She's obviously a faithful. So,
yeah, I bittersweet. Honestly, I could do without her.
Yeah, bittersweet.
Here's to you,
bittersweet
Mrs. Robinson. Does she still go by last name with the last name Pippin?
I think she does.
It's amazing.
Scandalous.
Do you think that she'll hyphenate when they get married? Larsa Pippin Jordan?
No, she's going to go straight to Jordan. Name's Larsa. Lace Jordan. Larsa Jordan.
Larsa Jordan. LJ?
LJ. No, I'm not signing a prenup. This,
Do you think she'll get her own sneaker? The Larsa 1, Larsa 2? Comes with a knee brace and...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
That's hysterical.
I'm serious. The Larsa 1, Larsa 2. Throwback Larsa.
LPs.
Retro. The LP retro one. Larsa.
Okay.
The Mrs. Robinson Larsa special.
They come back from the round table to have their traders meeting and right away Phaedra to Pavarti, who said in there, hey, I think it could be one of the housewives. That's not cool. Pavarti apologizes and Phaedra accepts it immediately, which shows she made her point, but then she had some grace. I can't get enough of Phaedra. She's the best. But yeah, so.
I feel you, dude.
I can tell you.
I can feel the, and I'm saying I can feel the you love can that feel you have me. For her.
I just feel.
It's warm on the couch, man.
She's the type of person, like if I was in the Ladies game, she killed me and I'd call her and I'd be like, that was fucked up. When are we hanging out? Like, right away.
If she killed you?
Yeah. Like, I'd be like, that was really messed up what you did. What can I bring you?
Do you think it's.
what kind of champagne do you want tonight?
Do you think it's the loneliness or do you think it's the horniness?
For me?
You know,
I've satisfied one of those this weekend.
That scene of the from The Office where he's like, it's not the loneliness.
Yeah.
I just got done watching The Office, so that's where probably where most of my jokes are coming from today. But anyways, like you're saying.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of depth in this.
So if you're in that traders meeting, you don't want to be the first trader to go after another trader. You know what
I'm saying? No, you don't. And if you do, you gotta plant the seed and let everyone else grow it. You know what I mean? That's why I thought the Pavarti thing was such a mistake by Dan. You had an opportunity to plant a small seed. Plant a small seed. Be like, wasn't Pavarti like? You don't have to do anything else. It'll grow on its own, and they will naturally. And even now, her name is out there, but it'll naturally grow from that. And that way, you give them trader blood. They're gotcha. Cool. That was my point.
Right. No. So, I mean, that's a risk that he wasn't willing to take.
Yeah.
But if you do that, though, and let's say it doesn't spread as fast as you want, and then it gets back to her that you started it, now you're in the same spot anyway. So, I mean.
He was niche.
Listen, either way, he's home. So.
Yep.
He should have tried something else.
Yep.
Shouldn't have bought the scratch-offs.
What did you think of the choice to kill Tamra? It was Phaedra's choice. And then.
I think it was. Phaedra had to get some blood on her hands. She had to take someone that was in her group, and I think that she was the one that people cared the least about.
There's some of that. I think Sheree is the right choice because it's the one
over Tamra.
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
I thought it could have gone either way.
Yeah, I thought it was Sheree, and I think like it's the only one person or team can win. So unless Sheree is going to end up being a traitor, which she would have to take some convincing of either Pavarti or Dan, whoever it would be, if she got to that point where they should nominate one, but. Even if that's your friend, they both can't win. Might as well take her out now. And no one is going to suspect it's you because that is your best friend. Everyone knows that. So, like.
So, you thought Sheree before Tamra?
100%.
I see that. I mean, I didn't even think
Phaedra.
About that.
For Phaedra.
For Phaedra. Yeah, I think Phaedra wanted to go close, but not the closest.
Yeah.
That wasn't her best move.
If it was a game of teams. And it is a game of teams. But if it's a game of teams where you choose them or you're aligned in some way, that's friend or no friend. You both can't win.
Now, maybe Tamara was less controllable for Phaedra.
Okay. You know? That's a great point.
So maybe it was Phaedra kind of, she can tell Sheree whatever she needs to, but maybe Tamara's kind of more so like a free spirit, because Tamara does kind of seem to vote for who she wants. She doesn't go with the group.
That's true, and Sheree definitely goes with the group.
Right. So maybe Phaedra was like, I got her wrapped around my finger.
I love that. I think it was, I think
that's the only thought that I have when I think, I see where you're coming
from. She played it too emotional. Friend or no friend, it's not a game where you guys can both win. So like, bro, send her home. And then the target is 100%. It was already off you. But like in this situation now, if she sent home Sheree over Tamara, then it would be like,
way further.
Because that's her best friend. Gotcha. Well, I'm going to send away my best friend. Are you joking?
I mean, but here's the thing. If someone says to me, I'd be like, yeah, if you're a traitor, you would do that. Like this game is, this game is a mental.
It's all contradictions. Okay. We know the truth. But do you think Janelle has shown traitor characteristics to this point? Because Kevin keeps calling her out.
Yeah, I think that there's a certain way people may expect a traitor to behave, and that's constantly being the one throwing a name out to deflect from you. Mm-hmm. And I think Janelle could have towed the line a little bit more with that, but at the same time, that's not who she is. And I think that she thought if she was... I think Janelle wanted to... She thought, if I'm going to get taken out of this game, it's going to be by a traitor and not by the group. So she was... I don't think she realized how far going, like always throwing out a name and being wrong is the worst thing possible, because it makes you look like a traitor.
Yeah.
So that's why I wouldn't always want to throw a name out all the time, but I would always want to be in the conversation.
Yeah, there's a good balance though. You have to have a good balance.
Yeah, and so I think while Dan's doing too little here, Janelle is too far here.
Yeah.
So if she brought it more, like she threw a name out and then was like, damn, I was wrong. Like I need to recalibrate. Like, and I need to hear some other ideas. I think she'd still be there.
For sure.
And here's the other thing. She was very vocal. I mean, she sniffed Dan out right away.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And this guy, Kevin, he said something funny. He's like, I think she's either a sloppy traitor.
Which he was.
Or a sloppy faithful, excuse me, or a traitor. And like when he said it, when I watched it back, I'm like, bro, he's so right.
Spot
like,
on.
She's very, very sloppy.
Right. I mean, she said Kevin was stupid.
So. Yeah.
Kevin just doesn't care.
Yeah, no, he doesn't at all. All right, now they do this bird mission where some people have to stay inside, some people have to stay outside, and then they have to like decide who goes outside. Dan didn't fight to go to compete for a shield. I think that was a big mistake, because it's like if you don't feel like you need one, bro, you're obviously a traitor.
I mean, I don't think he realizes how much people have a finger on him.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what's so crazy to me. It's like every time he doesn't do something like that, I'm sitting there thinking, you are so stupid. Like, you're trying to play it just so, like, you're not doing anything. You have to do something.
Right.
That was my thing with him, where it's like, do more. You got to do more. You can't do nothing. And you've done nothing for either side.
Yeah. You have no motive to be seen as a traitor or as a whatever. Like, no, there's no, actually, whatever. But there's no motive for anyone to think you're a faithful at all.
He has not shown any single faithful strategy whatsoever.
Yeah,
he has never gone for a shield, and he's like, "Oh, I don't really need." No, you should fight for it.
Yeah, you should be saying, "I really need one. My name got set up. I want to fight."
Exactly.
There we go.
But I also think that Janelle always going for that should have been a dead giveaway too.
Yeah,
like
that's true.
She was always going for the safety. I mean, people didn't. I mean, I guess like from my perspective, watching her play Big Brother, it's like if she knew she was safe, which when she knew she was safe, she didn't always go for the win. But when she needed the win, she always got the win. So I would look at it like she's definitely a faithful. But that's also because I've done my homework.
Yeah.
A lot of these people didn't do their homework.
Well, that's a great point. Her being authentically herself means that she's going to say a name every time. But when you look at it, you being authentically yourself isn't what you should have done. You should have suppressed a little bit
of
that.
You go against what you think you should do in this game.
It's a great point.
I shouldn't be giving away like the handbook on how to win this game.
I mean, or you should and then go out and play it. Who knows? What have you thought of like these games/missions so far, given like everyone's skill level? I think they're okay. They're not. Like,
I don't think these missions are necessarily supposed to always push them to their limit, because I don't think this is the cast for that. I don't think we would want, like, let's be honest, if it came down to it, CT could win any physical challenge there.
Yep.
No one holds a flame to him.
It's more about,
I don't think.
It's more about, you're right. It's more about being revealing and showing intentions. But like, you know, they're fun. They're fun. They maybe could be a little better, but I think they're great. So, all right, we'll move on. Peter, he devises a plan to say, hey, these three teams that were out in the open, we're not going to tell anyone who gets the shields. And then when I go in, I'm going to tell three people that I suspect, Pavardi, Dan, and CT. What do you think of that move? And what do you think of Peter's game so far?
up until this point, like, I think Peter's been kind of getting up to speed. But I think that when he sees who's going for the Shields, I think this is actually one of the most brilliant ideas we've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, it's really smart. You just have to trust that the people that you're telling, you have to trust that they're not going to say anything, because if they leak that around, then anybody, right? It gets around to the whole house. Like, then, it's, you know.
Then they know you don't have it.
Well, then you also, like let's say CT tells five people. Now, you know, eight people know, and you don't know which one it was. But because they all didn't say anything. But what the other great thing about this for Pete is if it does work, he could instantly tell the next morning, because if he, like, CT, for example, was like, well, yeah, you told me. And then you see Dan was like, oh, yeah, well, you told me, too. Boom. Guilty.
Guilty.
CT was like, it was easy for him to be a faithful there because he actually was a faithful, and that's how a faithful would react. And instead of Dan going with how he should, like, I shouldn't say anything, you should say something like, yeah, you told me. Because if you offer it up, you don't care. Beautiful move by CT, whether it was because it was just knee-jerk reaction or he would knew. But then when Dan was like, oh, yeah, well, you told me, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Pavardi, too.
Not the best look, and not like smart gameplay, which that's why I'm so shook that everyone thinks that he's so good. I just didn't see it this season. I really didn't.
I didn't see it at all. And like, that's the thing, though, is like if that was me and I did that and I knew that Pete had set me up, the first thing I'd do is be like, damn, Pete, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, we really
like,
did.
Boom, throw it out there. I'd be like, oh, shit.
Attack Pete. It. Yeah.
Yeah, attack it. Go forward, because at that point, that shows that you have less to lose.
Yeah, and it shows that you're smart enough to understand what he's doing. So yeah. It's like, if you're going to call me out and then, like, do it behind the shadows, let's talk about it now. Let's have a pre-round table.
But I also think it was a little bit suspect, too, for the traitors to try to kill Bergie.
Yeah. What if you put it back on Pete? Be like, of course you knew he wasn't going to go in. You're the traitor, brother. That would have been a good move.
Exactly. But here's my thing. I think if I would have killed someone who... If I'm in that position, I would have tried to kill someone who didn't have a chance to get his shield.
Yeah. Yeah. Kill someone inside. And that was Pravarti's suggestion.
Right. Because when they... Okay. So as soon as... What's his tits? The host?
Yeah, Alan.
It was Alan. Which, by the way, like, I don't know. Do they do his hair first? Or do they put the hat on, then the hair? Because it all works together. I don't understand. But anyways.
I think he picks out his outfit for his sex convention. And then he just shows up in the chair.
Do you think he chooses which strands of hair are going to come out of the hat? Or do you think a stylist does? Because there was almost the perfect proportion of them. Would you be afraid if a guy like that walked up to you in the bar and wanted to fight?
No, I'd be more afraid if he walked up to me and wanted to.
Anyways, he's not like super intimidating sitting at the top of the hill with his dog under a blanket. But anyways, I forgot where I was even talking about, because that threw me way off. I keep thinking about that tuft of hair folded out over his blue painter's hat.
So, Alan, what's his tits?
I forgot where I was even talking. You got me all sidetracked.
All right, well,
I'm usually the sidetrack.
In that trader meeting, Pravarti suggests, bro, why do we go for someone with a shield?
Right.
And then Dan suggests, insists he has to have Bergie.
When Alan was like, do the people with the shield want to admit it? As soon as they said, no, we don't want to say it, I'm not trusting a single person in that group, and I'm killing Kevin. No, I'm killing John.
Yeah.
John should have been dead weeks ago.
He should have.
Because he's useless.
Him?
He's so useless, they let him do the useless part of the challenge and then cheer for him.
The catapult boy.
Let's call a spade a spade. When you do a physically intense challenge like that, and you get to the top of the hill, and they're like, okay, blow the candle out, like, or something like that, they never tell the guy that did all the work to do the easy job. They're like, okay, they felt bad for him because he probably wasn't contributing. So they're like, here, John.
Let's have John do it.
Yeah, it was like Make-A-Wish Foundation, dude. Guy's a loser.
What a scrub.
Yeah, total scrub.
Okay, clearly Bergie was a dumb choice. I know who I would have killed, but who would you have killed?
John.
John, right?
Yeah.
All right. I like that. I think for me, it would be either Sandra or CT. I think that...
Well, yeah, if you kill CT, then Janelle's called him out. And who else has called CT out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Janelle.
Yeah, Janelle. And, well, Larsa gone. Before. And
Larsa. So Larsa there's before. No, there's no... like, so if CT gets killed...
Yeah, to me...
Damn, it makes it go... You know who it looks bad on is Phaedra.
Yeah, it does.
Because that's her roll dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. And it might be one or the other. It might make her look like more safe because it's like, hey, why would Phaedra kill him? But it also could be like, oh, he knows too much type of thing. So there's a lot of going on here. But
this is a difficult game to play.
Very hard. And honestly, like, I'm glad you said that. Easier said than done. We're over here fucking on the couch talking about it.
Yeah.
But John is being obvious. And hopefully if we have someone from the show come on here, maybe they'll tell you, no, it wasn't that obvious.
Well, the only reason why I say John is because I haven't really seen any game talk from him, really.
Yeah.
He kind of just, like, floats around. So it's like trimming the fat.
Yeah, trim that fat.
Yeah. What's the weirdest animal you ever milked?
Yeah. Do I count?
The correct answer is goat.
Goat media, baby.
There you go.
You know where we at. So they go into that last round table, and they get Dan out. He makes his extravagant move to try to expose Phaedra and say that, oh, I've been watching Phaedra since day one. Bro, no one believes you. You did not have to put her name out there for no reason, and she made you look silly. And everyone came to her defense right away. It's like, she's literally done nothing suspicious this entire time, which is a little suspicious, but.
Well, he tries to, like, outsmart everyone by being like, okay, first, let's everybody raise their hand if your name is not. It's just, it was as, I think he was already going, and I think he went for the Hail Mary, which made him look worse.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, he should have maybe played it off like, I haven't been, instead of, you know, people letting him get away with being like the best Big Brother player ever, which I still don't think is true. But I think that what he could have done has been like, I haven't been on TV since 2012. This speed of this game is way too fast for me. I have no idea what's going on. I personally am as faithful as they get. And the only other person that I could think of that could be at this point is anyone else other than, like, Kevin would be a good person to throw in because, yeah. Or John. Be like, you could even throw John there and be like, why wouldn't he be the best trader? He's the oldest guy. He can get away with everything.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gone for a Hail Mary there in hopes that it saved me and that I could still work with Phaedra.
Yeah, he needed traitor blood. That's why I think that the not going for Pavarti was the biggest mistake.
Right, that was the biggest mistake, but I would just have a hard... I personally wouldn't go for another traitor unless... Yeah. The only way to go for another traitor is how Suri did it. Wait for all the votes to go to that traitor and then pile on. Because it's like at that point, if I don't, now you have... Like, you have to understand that if I don't pile, you're going home anyways, and if I don't pile on, it puts a target on my back. You got to understand that.
Yeah,
that's the only way, in my opinion, that I would ever go for another trader.
I'm so critical of him and his game, just because, like, dude, you lost. Like, if you would have, like you said, call Pete out for his call out right away, turn the tables on him, brother. Of course, you knew that he was going to come back with a. You set that up.
Yeah,
you gave him the shield, and then you voted him in, so that way no one would ever think you're the traitor.
Right,
and then here we go. You know what I mean? Then you get
it, all. It is planting the seed. Thing we've been seeing Trishel do all season long is Trishel is always planting the seed. Like, oh, someone offered me a drink. I can't remember who. Boom, not her. You know what I'm saying? She either plants the seed for someone else without actually saying that, or she just does it to reflect away from herself. She's playing a great game, and I don't think anyone's giving her enough credit because. You know, she's had a little shaky past the last couple shows she's done, but I mean, she's doing really well.
For sure. No, I agree. So we go back to the traders meeting. No more Dan. It's just Phaedra and Pavarti. They have to make a choice. Who would you have selected to be your trader as a game? Who would you have selected to be your partner as a trader?
If I'm in their shoes, who am I? Am I Pavarti?
That's a great question.
Or
let's
am
start
I Phaedra.
Let's start with Pavarti.
If I'm Pavarti, I'm going to be honest with you, like, the obvious choice is Pete,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, so many other people want you gone, but he's going to lead the charge against you, so I think you either have to, they choose him, but we don't know if they kill anyone that night.
Right. He has to accept. I don't think he can not accept and stay a faithful, right?
So I don't know if, is there anyone that Pavarti could choose? Because, like, here's the thing I would want to do is maybe choose someone else and then have Phaedra promise you to kill him. I don't know, because I think that he did such a good job exposing her and Dan that I think that she feels like that's her only option. But now I'm in my head, I'm like, well, maybe, since that's what I think is right, maybe it's wrong. But I'm trying to put someone else in that position.
So the only one that made a little more sense to me was CT, because I think he can control.
Well, and he's already been a target as a trader, so I think that that would help put a shield in front of her as well. Exactly. That's a good idea.
Exactly. He can do two things. He can control Pete, possibly,
mm-hmm.
and number two, if people do get on him, it's like, oh, well, you know, yeah, he was a trader this whole time. No one ever knows he just got picked up.
But see, that's a tough point, because I think CT would have to take it because you'd be afraid they'd kill you. And he could help control Pete a little bit, but that means that
you could see him being like, "Nah, I'm a faithful man." I'll always be a faithful.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she feels like that's her only option is Pete.
Look, I haven't asked you for any help on the ZNP guest getting side, but I think I might have to have you call CT.
Dude, I respect him too much. Just kidding. I don't know.
One day, you're gonna talk to him. Just say like, "Hey, man,
slide in."
Yeah.
I would love to have CT.
Eventually, we'll see.
Yeah.
So that would be one. And I think, it's gonna be tough. Trishel is onto Phaedra a little bit. Okay, if you're Phaedra, who do you pick?
I think if you're Phaedra, you let Pavarti pick.
Yeah.
Because I think that you're doing so good right now, like staying out of everyone's radar, that you just continue to let everyone else make the decisions.
Brilliant. And CT would be obvious choice for Pavarti to pick, but like, you know, for Phaedra to pick. So, like, mm-hmm. maybe that's not the best option.
Well, I don't even know.
I might have picked Bergie. I mean, there's who knows?
I think there's no wrong answer for Phaedra, really.
Yeah.
Because anyone becoming a trader isn't really going to affect her. You know what I'm saying? If anything, it's going to put a target on them. So I don't think there's a wrong answer for Phaedra. I just think that Pavarti's got to make some serious moves. And maybe getting Pete off. I think getting Pete might be her best choice, because it gets at least one vote away from her. Because he was the only one that voted for her, because everyone else was going to vote for Dan.
Yeah.
So
Pete, you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that one vote, if Pete doesn't do it again, or if he doesn't lead the charge again, now she'd have to ask him a solid, though, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well.
Because is Pete willing to take the target off her back?
That's going to be my next question. Does Pete accept the invitation?
I think he has to, because if he doesn't accept, he knows he's dead anyways.
See, personally, I think he has to too, but he might think he's a little shady or smart by saying, okay, well, this confirms it's Pavarti for sure. So let me just take her out, and then maybe all
this is the only way that he advances in the game, because he's dying regardless.
That's a good point.
Pavarti's coming for him regardless. So, and Phaedra's going to let her do it, because it's, again, everyone knows the beefs between them two.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, she looks like she's still just a faithful.
Let me ask you something. I thought of this during the game, but I just didn't know. You watched season one. I haven't.
Yeah.
So if they thought, I thought they put out the rumor that Janelle and he had the shield. But if you have the shield, can you still get banished? Curious.
So if you win the shield,
you just can only not get killed.
I think you just can't get killed.
That's crazy. If someone won the shield and still got banished, like, they didn't bring that up at all. And I thought it was so peculiar because he had said, okay, we told CT, Pavarti, and Dan that whoever had the shield, you know, like, I have the shield with Janelle. And then they kick out Janelle, but she dies. So I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, are they going to figure something out? But no one brought that up. I'm curious as to why that's not a topic of conversation.
That's a good question.
We're always thinking out here, guys.
Yeah, I'm all confused, too. This game is...
Like, you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
Yeah. I'm just wondering, like,
So Pete told CT, and he told...
Well, they didn't do it. So I think the shield was only good for that night.
So, but they won. That's the week. That's the day that they won the challenge.
Then they went back to the house.
And then they went back to the house, and they went to the round table, and Janelle gets killed.
Booted.
Yeah. So, like, if
maybe
she had the shield...
I don't know. Maybe the shield does protect you from that.
I don't know.
Because, like, maybe if you get banished and you're in that and you have the shield, you're like, hey, I got the shield. But no, everyone knows you have the shield.
But no one knew they had it, though.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, they thought they knew who had it. So,
yeah.
But,
so that, maybe that should reveal Pete as a liar. Or
if they did that.
Or the house.
If that was the rule. We don't know the rule on that.
Yeah.
You gotta
clarify that, guys.
I can't remember an instance.
Yeah, Peacock got to clarify that. Because there's a lot that would reveal. And I'm watching it thinking like, okay, cool. She's going to say I'm a faithful and I don't have a shield, so I'm dead. And then everyone's going to be like, oh, you were lying. Well, the traders are going to know they were lying. I don't know. There's just a lot that could have happened. And I wanted to know. So if you don't know, then I'll call Peacock and I'll see what they got to say about it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that what you're saying makes sense. I just think we would have to know what would happen. I don't think I've ever seen someone get banished that has the shield, so we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? So that's a good point. We'll find out. Anything else you want to talk about before we wrap up this this traders review?
I don't know, man.
I don't know either,
busy,
man.
Busy week.
Very busy week coming up.
Busy time of year.
We got a monster guest coming on the Zach Nichols podcast challenge review this week. And we got the live show next week. We got like a bunch of stuff to do. And we want to play golf, too. We play golf on Saturday.
It's supposed to be nice this week.
Yeah. So
in the 40s.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. How are the kids sleeping?
I mean, they're sleeping.
Yeah, they're sleeping.
Anthony sleeps through the night.
There you go, Anthony.
Yeah, Beans not so much.
Yeah?
She's waked, you know, 2 or 3 times a night still.
She'll get
screaming.
There. She'll get there.
Pissed. Pissed at the world.
She's got it good, though, I swear. She lives life.
She doesn't know she has a kid yet.
She'll find out. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening. We're out of here. Enjoy traders. I want to know what you guys think. Get in the comments. Talk to us who you think is in the lead. Talk to us about, like, give us some stuff to work with. We want to talk to you about traders. Challenge, you know, we do our own thing, but we can use your input, on traders.
Yeah, it's a tough game.
It is a tough game. It's hard. It's hard. And let us know if you want to see this guy on it. All right, we'll see you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.